Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, D-O-M-P-H. Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and flight surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase, 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So,
welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today, folks. Bottom of hour number two, Thomas Renz. Attorney Thomas Renz will be with us. We'll be talking live with him about what's happening as it relates to the issue of the injections, the vaccines, the CDC cases that he has filed, the cases against the CDC, against the FDA, against the federal government, the FOIA requests that have been made, so much information. And if you are watching us, we welcome our audience, those on TECNTV.com and those watching at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You saw Thomas Renz and the recorded testimony that he gave before Senator Ron Johnson, or a portion of that, in the moments before we went on air. Just to give you an idea of some of the important topics we'll be covering with Mr. Renz. Okay, so let's see. Top of the next hour, David Wormser is with us. Folks, there is a lot that's happening right now in Israel, and a lot that's going on relative to an effort to try to start a war. Essentially, what the Islamists there in Jerusalem and in that region have done is declared that the boundaries of 1967 are no longer enforceable, and Israel must relinquish. And in fact, if you go today, right now, to visit the Temple Mount, you can't go to any of the Christian holy sites without a pass that has to be issued to you by an Islamic council. That's how bad. I mean, this is a declaration of war by Islam on Christians and Jews worldwide. That's really what that's what this is, because one of the things they just recently celebrated was when they went in and in Medina wiped out five Jewish cities. Every Jewish person living in those cities was killed, and the murder, the issue, the amount of death that permeated those cities was so severe that it literally flooded the streets, with blood, and they were just flaunting this in Jerusalem in front of the Christians and the Jews, almost as a warning of what I guess they think they're going to do next and what's going to be coming to Jerusalem, Israel, and I guess the rest of the world. It's crazy what's going on. Scott Eulinger and I will be talking bottom of the hour about Ukraine, Russia, and disinformation. And we'll talk with him about his experience as a former CIA station chief. Well, so joining me, and we're going to do kind of a little bit of a wrap, but I want to share with you something that I wrote. This comes, there was a case, June 15th, 2020. The Supreme Court heard a case having to do with defining the issue of sexual orientation. Rick Manning, welcome and good morning. It is great to have you, sir.
Glad to be on, and look forward to a good discussion.
So in June 15th, 2020, Republican-appointed justices, this comes from LifeSite News, John Roberts and Neil Gorsuch joined the U.S. Supreme Court's liberals Monday in ruling longstanding anti-discrimination laws should be reinterpreted to cover homosexuality and gender confusion. In a case that'll have drastic ramifications on religious liberty and force Americans to adopt a fluid understanding of biological sex in scores of policies. And this is what I wrote. In 1962 and 1963, decisions, SCOTUS removed the Bible and prayer from our schools and essentially from the public sphere. Then in 1973, they legalized the murder of babies. In 2015, they called what God calls an abomination the law of the land. Now in 2020, they have given sodomites and those rejecting God's identity the status of normal. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Romans 1, 28 through 32. Therefore, I must sadly say that I'm not sure of the point in continuing the fight. While lawlessness overtakes our streets and cries for the police to be disbanded, rail on, and all white males are labeled as racist and must bow down and kiss the feet, an act reserved solely for Jesus Christ when every knee will bow and tongue confess, which Scripture considers idolatry. Now the Supreme Court of the United States has declared that an Ichabod curse upon the nation. God has officially been thrown out of the United States and told to withdraw his spirit. We are now a fully godless nation. There's no value to life. Kill away. Euthanasia, abortion, murder on the streets. What God has called holy and consecrated, the very essence of the human body, its God-defined sexuality, has now been officially stricken from America's conscience. I know you may deem me melodramatic, but Scripture says of man, I have created them male and female in our image. God declared that the creating of the male and body and the female body are in some fashion divine. And in Psalm 139, he says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that your soul knows very well. The decision by no less than a 6-3 count underscores the truly scary position in which we find ourselves. Truly godless, truly debased, and truly and sadly without hope, because we've done what the writer of Hebrews warns us not to do. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he shall come, and will not tarry. Oh, he shall surely return, riding on a white horse, sword in hand, eyes as flames of fire, consuming the wicked. And what has become of the once great America? Earlier, I had held out hope for the remnant, that I had held out hope for an awakening because of the Hebrides revival and the prayers of a mother for her son, the 45th president. But now I mourn. My soul is heavy and my body feels as though it cannot take another step. My spirit is both vexed and angered by the preposterous arrogance of these injustices. I can no longer call them justices, as that title is reserved for those that are just. These have defiled themselves and have defiled the very court upon which they sit. All I know to do is to beg the Lord to return and have mercy, to seek forgiveness for a nation that piles on curses like perfume and whose churches remain shuttered, preferring man to God. Gomer is her name, who whores herself out to all manner of tickled ears, sodomy, divorce, oppressing the poor, false prophets and phony signs and wonders, preferring man to God and approval of government to the obedience of the kingdom of God. Pray with me and ask for God's mercy and grace to conform men and women back to the image of God and purify his bride, to trim our lanterns with oil and prepare for the day of his return. Only a great awakening and revival can save America. Let us work for that cause. I will continue to shine light and push back against the darkness, to pray vehemently, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Please join me.
Wow. Yeah, that's powerful. The can't say you're wrong. It's a, and quite honestly, the... I, in some respects, the very essence of what's been happening in the last 16 months in the country, is in some respects we might say it's a punishment, but it could be a blessing if it does create a reawakening, and it appears to be at least having that effect to some extent. That same Supreme Court is hearing a case from Texas, which will not eliminate Roe v. Wade, which it should, but will at least take it down to the heartbeat bill. It's either Texas or Mississippi. It's a heartbeat bill.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at it at 6 weeks. And that's you have the contrast of places that are limiting or stopping abortion, attempting to stop abortion through their state laws, mm-hmm. as the federal law will allow. And then you've got New York and others that want to have abortion after birth. We see a great divide. And I've come to a hard conclusion. And that conclusion is relatively simple. America may or may not remain the greatest nation on earth, but I think it'll always be the greatest nation that man has ever attempted to make work. And but ultimately our responsibility is to God. It isn't to saving this country. Our responsibility is saving as many souls as possible. We don't know what the hour of the day will be, but we do know that, the harvest is what we're supposed to be getting, and times of trouble bring people to God. That's the reality. Times of ease cause people's eyes to look inward and think that they're responsible for the great times when, as opposed to recognizing where the blessing comes from. So, the times of trouble are maybe God's way of creating a new reawakening. And if it isn't, at the very least, our job is to make certain that that those who are willing, those who will hear, have a word to hear.
And, I'm with you. And that's why at the end I say, join me, folks. Join me. Our nation needs major prayer, and our nation needs continued activity. I'm bolstered by what parents are doing. I'll tell you though, if we don't turn back the tide on this issue of sexual identity, and I've been harping on this issue of homosexuality and what it's been doing to deconstruct the conscience of our children for so many years, if we don't turn back that tide and get families strong once again, we can't win this battle without strong families. That's God's foundation for a healthy and strong civilization. I'll be back.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Food's primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
No topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, lots going on in the news, Rick. One of the big deals is this Fed meeting. And expectations are building for a sharp rate hike predicated on the inflation that we're seeing. Talk to me a little bit about that. And I know you watch this stuff pretty closely. Your thoughts with regards to what the Fed's going to do, and you know, what's that going to do to the value of the American dollar here at home, and our inflation and our living expenses?
Well, this chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell, has said pretty clearly that they intend to do a half a point rise in the core interest rate. And the rate that the Fed charges the banks to borrow money. Because most people don't realize, but banks don't just, they borrow money out of the Federal Reserve, and then they presumably loan it to other people. And so, but they get that money from the Federal Reserve. So they have to borrow it, and they've been borrowing a 0% interest rate for quite a while. They're now borrowing, this is going to raise it another, I think it'll be up above 1%. The net effect of it is that this is a pretty large increase. Normally they're quarter point increases. And what these increases are intended to do is suck money out of the economy, slow the economy down, and make it so the economy doesn't, continue to overheat. That's how, you know, so you kill the demand because you take away as much of the, you get people to have to pay more for products, so fewer people are willing to pay that price. That's what raising interest rates does. And as a result of doing that, you slow the economy down. The challenge is there's, it's really looking like we're going to end up in, we could be in a recession right now, given the GDP drop. And the Federal Reserve should have done this last year, and they didn't. And now it's probably too little too late, and doing big increases in the federal interest rate and the core interest rate has the has the effect of exacerbating a slowdown, making it worse.
Right.
Basically.
Right. 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 And so what would you recommend that people do? Either to push back against this or to, try to prepare for something.
Yeah, Craig, the thing is, you can't push back against it. Is the economy is the economy. The market is the market. And it's going to do what it's pretty much going to do. It's going to contract for a while because of the massive amount of spending that happened in the last 2 years. And the failure, quite honestly, the choice by Congress to continue spending, even when we were outside, really outside the economic need to do so. And that happened, that was all during the Biden year last year. So what do you do? Well, if you think that there might be a recession that's on the horizon, and the GDP did drop 1.4% in the last quarter, it was just announced last week. And the definition of recession is two drops in GDP, two quarters that drop have a lower GDP, where the GDP the economy contracts is a recession, technically. So if you think that we're in a position where we may be going into a recession because prices are getting higher, so people spend less and all that, then as much as possible, store your nuts. I mean, this is a time when, you don't want to overextend.
Right.
Because if you overextend and you get a deep recession, a lot of very smart people thought they could beat a recession and that they basically expand into it because there was an opportunity. And a lot of those very smart companies never heard of again. So, so just store your nuts. And of course, that has the net effect of helping to create a recession, since consumer spending is a huge part of what they measure, the Fed measures in terms of our consumer price index
You want to think about the markets, you know, there's a couple of areas where even in a recession or a depression where people tend to, you know, still have to spend money, still have to do something. One of those is people do tend to divert dollars towards entertainment issues. At least historically, that's been the case. They will, go out and eat those kinds of things.
Movie theaters and the like. Public utilities have traditionally been safe because they throw off dividends.
Well,
they're less dependent upon as a growth stock.
And the other is healthcare. Mm-hmm. And healthcare is a major issue, and it's something where people are, and we'll talk more about this in our fourth segment, but where people are looking at options and opportunities and ways. I still need to interact with my doctor. I still have medication I have to get to. I still have issues. And one of the larger chunks of our population is the baby boomers, right? And they still are going to need to be cared for during this time. And so healthcare organizations that can streamline their processes and be in a position where they can see more patients, make it easier on the patient and easier on the doctor, are going to be successful. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, fighting tonight, your country.
And for a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
And welcome back to Gen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, hang on a minute. Let me see if I'm there. We go. Okay, we're good. Wow. As you all know, I was out quite a bit last week. I had a really in severe sinus thing going on in my sinuses, in my throat, trying to get down into my lungs, really bad, and then ended up with an infection in both of my eyes. So one of the things you have to be able to do in talk radio is talk, and one of the other things you have to be able to do in talk radio is, read the material. And I couldn't do either one. So that's pretty much debilitated me. I tried it on Monday. Not so good. Went straight to bed Monday afternoon, was in bed all day Tuesday, tried to come back on Wednesday, and then finally hit the doctors. And so I've been on Augmentin and been on a steroid, been on eye solution. And yesterday morning actually is when the fever broke. And I literally woke up yesterday morning and my shirt was just soaked. So I knew that I had, my body had finally beat this thing. But at any rate, here I am with you and, glad to be back. Thank you so much for all of your prayers. They were very much felt and appreciated. All right, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is former station chief in what was the former Soviet Union bloc of nations, retired CIA. We call him the station chief, and my dear friend Scott Uhlinger. Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be back, Pastor Greg.
Well, there's a lot for us to discuss. Last time you and I were together, we talked a bit about the Russia-Ukraine situation. I'd like to do kind of a brief update on your thoughts of where this thing is going. Obviously, Putin thought that he was going to go in here and this is going to end quickly and so on. The atrocities, and I'm hearing them from a pastor friend of mine who is there. He gets his information via his cell phone, via people that are on the ground in the areas where the Russians either are or have been. These are in person. I'm looking at the destruction. I'm looking at what they've done, speaking to the pastor. So it's not news. It's not propaganda. It's not something somebody else makes up. These are direct contacts with people that the pastor knows, having lived there for his entire life. These stories are horrific. One of the stories, and then I want to throw this to you, but one of the stories coming out from another friend of mine, a close personal friend, Russian background, Russian descent. They fled Russia to Canada. His mother is an incredible physician, and he is an artist. They were in contact with a couple that they know that were in Ukraine. And the Russians came through their village, pulled out her husband and her 9-year-old daughter, shot them dead in the head in front of her, and then raped her so severely that they had to use 27 stitches to sew her back up. She's in a psych ward because all she wants to do is jump out of a 3-story building.
Of course.
These are the kinds of stories. And it boils me, Scott, when I hear people say, oh, it's, you know, the Ukrainians are a bunch of Nazis and all this other kind of absolute
right
crap. Sorry.
Right.
It exactly ticks me off. Go ahead.
Right.
Talk to me.
The atrocities are horrible. And even allowing for some Ukrainian propaganda, basically, you know, I don't think the Ukrainians need to propagandize such activities, because unfortunately, you look at history, you look at every war, and this is kind of the standard Russian playbook. And so, I accept all tales of atrocities as being genuine. It's just a fact. And then obviously you're hearing this from a first person. This is demonic powers at work and absolutely horrible. The Russians continue to have a real difficulty fighting in the East. But actually the one thing I wanted to talk a little bit more about is there have been a lot of mysterious explosions and fires throughout Russia. And I believe that a lot of this is not Ukrainian special forces. These are Russians who I believe have no voice. If they express that they're against Putin, they're in big trouble. So what they're doing is, instead of voting with their feet, because they can't leave the country either, they're sabotaging their own infrastructure, much as the Belarusians were sabotaging the rail networks in Belarus. So, there was a fire at a research lab north of Moscow. There was a huge chemical plant fire east of Moscow. And, of course, around the Ukrainian border, you have some strikes against munitions areas. But that was Ukrainian special forces. But far afield, out even in the Russian Pacific, there have been some incidents, some fires and explosions. And it's the people are trying to strike back at what they perceive as an immoral war. So I think they're seeing that. You know, does that mean that there's some kind of, you know, that a fall of Putin is inevitable? No, it does not, unfortunately. But it does look like, you know, things are just getting bad. there's a lot of rumors about what 9 May is an important day for listeners to remember, because 9 May is Russian Victory Day. I was at many Russian receptions for Victory Day, 9 May, which is basically for us, it's VE Day, the end of the war in Europe.
Okay.
And so people are going to be really attuned to what is going to be done in Russia on 9 May. There's usually a huge parade. I just saw some rumors that Putin may, much as he did, much as Stalin did during World War II, he may parade Ukrainian prisoners of war through Red Square. That's
wow.
possible. But much more important is that, you know, the Russian forces, the Russian army is not a steamroller. It does not have a lot of men to spare. So there's a lot of speculation. When are they going to announce a general mobilization? Like, in other words, when are you going to start calling like old retired reservists, et cetera, to deal with the manpower gaps? And of course, if he does something like that, then his whole, this is a special operation, not a war, that narrative is going to collapse. But, and also it would provide a substantial shock to the Russian population. But it may be something he eventually is compelled to do. So some people are saying, watch out for 9 May if something like that happens. And so, you know, it's just bad news all around. Another thing, we talked a little bit about this last time, about how the Ukrainian conflict is used by people on both the left and the right to debate, like, you know, basically, right, there are certain, some conservative elements that are against the war because we're supporting the, you know, the regime of Zelensky and Biden's corruption, and et cetera, et cetera. And it does make things sometimes obscure, but I think that basically we're doing the right thing. However, there was, the recent thing, though, is caught my eye is that the Biden administration is pushing for $33 billion in assistance to Ukraine. Now, that is an enormous amount of money. And to put it in perspective, $33 billion, actually, I think, and $20 billion of it is military stuff. $20 billion is like the equivalent of the defense budgets of like Romania and the Netherlands combined. So basically, it's like we are literally paying for the entire defense budget of a medium-sized country. And that seems a bit excessive to me, in the sense that, you know, there could be some corruption there, in the sense that, you know, like the kickbacks in the form of like money coming back from Ukraine back to D.C. or something. But it just seems like too much money. And although, like I said, I approve of everything of the actions that we're taking generally, what I don't like is it seems to me that the Biden administration has latched onto this war very firmly. It may have the right effect, but it's for the wrong reasons. And I think that the Biden administration is very eager to embrace this war as a means of deflecting things like our undefended southern border and our massive immigration problems, not to say our economic problems.
Which are huge, and actually there's an article relative to that I had seen. Here it is. Mayorkas says DHS preparing for surge in immigrants after Title 42 ends, warns do not come, but we're not going to do anything to you if you do come. I want to just real quickly bring something up that you had mentioned, though, regarding the Biden corruption, because there's no question that there was Biden corruption. There's no question about the famous trip where he made the threat and he said that he wanted a prosecutor removed. But everyone needs to settle down and remember that Zelensky was nowhere near any of that. I mean, he wasn't even in the thoughts of anybody relative to being in charge in the Ukraine at the time that any of that happened. Okay? It was 3 years after President Trump was in office that Zelensky became the president of the Ukraine. 3 years after President Trump had been in office, Zelensky became the president of the Ukraine. In fact, many would suggest that the reason that Zelensky was able to become the president of the Ukraine was because Trump was in power here in the United States. I'll be back.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we're fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen
and
Generation
to
with
Generation
Pastor
Radio.
Gray.
We're through biblical glasses, thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Kind of got my buttons confused there for a second, but we're all good to go now. Well, Scott Ullinger is still with me. He is the station chief. And, man, there was just so many things we talked about in that break, Scott. My head is full, brother. My head is full. We were talking about the, you know, just the disinformation campaign. And I think the connectivity here is, and we want to talk a little bit about Elon Musk and the Twitter situation. And folks, let's build the bridge for just a second. So the bridge we're building is this. If you're living in Russia right now, and Pastor Vitaly has talked about this, his mom lives in Russia, 80 to 90% of the Russians get all of their information from Russian propaganda media. That's it. Period. End of story. Scott, you were mentioning in our earlier conversation about how his narrative kind of begins to break down as his soldiers are saying, we know this is an unrighteous war, we know this is evil, we know this is bad. And maybe there's some sabotaging that's going on. And of course, then he has to increase the amount of troops and efforts and all these kinds of things. That then leads us to the nuclear question. But I want to pause before we jump into that. We'll hit that at the very end and talk about how propaganda is used. And you mentioned that, you know, the CNNs and so on, the talking heads on the left, the progressives, are losing their minds over the idea that one of the major platforms that they have used to manipulate the truth is potentially now not going to be available to them.
Right. I mean, if you look at, I mean, right, the Biden administration, basically they're going to create a ministry of truth as in George Orwell's 1984. I mean, it's a ministry or an office to control disinformation. I mean, that's the kind of thing that if 5 years ago you said that was in our future, no one would have believed, because it is an unbelievably overt, like, authoritarian act. I mean, it's Stalin level, it's Mao level. And yet it's happening in the good old USA. And, you know, and the media is, of course, you know, supporting the idea. It's that the media is not worried that they're going to lose their liberal voices. They're beyond, beyond furious that people like us will have our voices back. That's what throws them into a rage. Like I said, it's like when, people possessed by demons, they would, you know, tumble to the ground and the demon would come out the minute Christ walked past them. This is like the kind of reaction I see in the mainstream media now with regards to Elon Musk. You know, he's going to be the focus of, the hatred that used to be focused on Donald Trump, I think, from here on in.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, when you stop and talk about this, you know, Biden's Ministry of Truth, we have been saying, let's not forget, and again, so easily forgotten, that the minute that Obama left office, he moved literally about six blocks down the road into a mansion that Valerie Jarrett lived at. I guess she still does. I haven't tracked that, so I can't say that with a certainty. But he created a cabinet, something never done by a president, never in our history, truly, has a president that has been voted out of office, that has ended his terms, term limited out, created literally what is a shadow government six blocks away from the White House. And where was the media coverage on this? Where was, I mean, there were a few of us that were outraged at the situation, but you know, I mean, we immediately went into the defensive prose because he was the one launching the assault against the sitting president of the United States through disinformation. And now we have a Ministry of Truth, and we literally have a puppet sitting in the White House. And if you watch that reception, Scott, you can't come away with it with any other belief but that Obama is really the guy that's in power, and everyone else around the world knows it except half the American public and Joe Biden.
That's right. Joe Biden, if he ever knew it, he just has forgotten it in the midst of his dementia. So, I mean, there are just unprecedented factors at work now. Somebody wrote online, I think it's true, like, what we are seeing is an absolute collapse of leadership planet-wide, everywhere. There is no leadership in the world right now. There's no one worth the title of, you could say Zelensky is a good wartime leader, but think about it. Who in the West is actually competently managing their country? I mean, you know, obviously Putin has made huge errors. We have a Xi, Putin, we have Iran, we have the United States run by a dementia-ridden competent, or worse. And so there's just this worldwide leadership crisis that we're looking at.
Total
where
void.
Where it's going to end is very difficult to figure out. And that void obviously needs to be filled with Christ in prayer.
Well, and what has made, you know, again, what's made America great has been that America has had, I mean, Donald Trump said it when he was interviewed by David Brody just shortly after he took the oath of office. And he said to David, he said, I understand now. I fully now understand. You can't sit in this chair and actually run this country without God's help. You feel and sense his presence. And I think the problem that's going on with Joe Biden is that Joe Biden has abandoned his soul, unfortunately. I'm not arbiter of souls, but everything that we see seems to indicate that Biden is absent, and something or some presence is there, and it's not God, because they rejected him. And this is truly what we are up against, ladies and gentlemen. And here's what I know. And I said this in my last segment with Rick Manning, as I opened the program in a very dramatic way. The only way we win this fight, and I ask you to join me, is to pray for this country, pray for the mercy of God. We don't want Christ coming back right now. I'm telling you, we don't want him coming back right now. He's coming for a bride that's perfected. In the condition that our current churches are in and the bride is currently sitting in right now, it would be a bloodbath. We don't want his return now. What we want is the Spirit of the Lord that is here to convict the conscience of men and turn them back to Christ. I'll be back. Hour two coming up.